Thank you for calling in. How can I help?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi.
So how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. It's me, Rami Raful. 14 Bedwood Road, George's Hall. I've got...
Okay. Are you calling about your residential account?
Yes. And I got another question for you for the shop's account. Have they been changed?
One by one. Right now, give me the account number that you're calling me for.
I don't have it on me.
How will I understand? Let me pull up the residential account and see if this is the account you're calling in or not. Is it for 14 Birdwood Road?
Correct.
Okay. How can I help you with this account?
This account, is it under my name now? Is it connected under my name?
Yes, shows Rami Raful.
Yeah. But how can I pay the bill? I haven't been paying the bill.
You want me to resend you the bill or you want me to tell you the amount?
How much the amount?
$101.16. $101.16.
When do I have to pay that?
It's already due.
So to see what I mean, how do I know, what's the BSB account number, reference
it's
number?
It's mentioned on the bill. You haven't got the bill? Let me email
no,
you
haven't.
Once again. Let me email
which,
you.
Which email?
Is it brosterbasshill@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Yeah, I just emailed you again. So on the bill only, on the first page of the bill, you will get all the payment options. Like BPay,
okay.
Electronic fund transfer, pay over the phone using credit card. I have resent you the bill. Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Okay, so you can check the payment options and make the payment, sir.
Okay, fantastic. What does it say, 210?
No, it says that, but payable amount is 101.16. That's all you need to pay. We have removed the other charges.
Okay.
So you have to pay, I repeat, 101.16.
Okay. I'll do that. Okay, another thing. I'll change the shop numbers. Bastille shop and Liverpool shop. Has they been changed to your company? Melbourne phone number?
Those are in the process.
How long
does
it take?
You have to give me the account number because I am getting multiple accounts under your name.
The phone number is 029755. 9354.
Depends on whose name was the phone number associated with, because if someone else is calling us right now and the phone number belongs to someone else, then the porting gets rejected. Now I can see the account has been created under Abdul Rahman.
That's correct.
Phone number is in porting process.
Is it in process?
Yeah. Porting
process.
How
long does that take? Because I need to know. Because I don't want to pay the old... the previous company... The previous company. Is it under the previous company or under Abdurrahman?
Let me try to conference the call. Bear with me.
There's two numbers. There's one for Liverpool number.
Hold on. I'll try to take a conference.
Hello
Tina, I've got Abdul on the line. Shall I give you the account number?
Yeah, please.
812767. So I guess this is some issue with the porting. Can you just check what exactly is going on with both the accounts? I'll give you his mobile number, 0416 62225.
Yeah, I have his mobile number with me.
Okay, sorry, yeah, I gave you the account number. So with this mobile number, can you look up and check what are the details we need and what needs to be done with... Abdul, can you speak, please?
Yeah, I can speak. There's two numbers. There's one number... 0297559354. And there's another number. 0297354400.
Yeah, that's right. There are a few numbers in the for both of the accounts. Numbers is included. And we have already put the request. We have already provisioned the services for you. Since it is a CATC service, that's why it is taking little time to get it connected. But as soon as we get the update from the network, then definitely your accounts manager is going to call you back and is going to help you out to complete the setup, okay? So please wait.
So them two phone numbers, they still connected one with Telstra and one with Bayrus.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Now, for now, it is connected with them, but we have already sent the request to port the services, and we are waiting for the upstream network to respond us. As soon as we get the update, you're going to get a call from your accounts manager, and he's going to help you out to do the setup, okay? So just wait for it.
So how long do you reckon that takes? It's been for a long time.
I understand, sir. It is for a long time. Actually, this is CATC service, CATC porting request. That's why they take a little longer. But then again, sir, from our end, we have already updated to get it connected ASAP. So I would request you, sir, that the old company will keep on sending the bill until it is connected with us. So you can just wait a little longer, and we are just going to go ahead and get that done soon from our end. We'll try to do that.
Okay. There's one more phone number, 02-7257 6981 That's been changed to Shaquille's name.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. The first business.
Okay, he
has speak.
Okay, he's with me now. Speak to him.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Shaquille,
hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you. You guys supposed to send me the modem, but where's the modem? I've been waiting for 2-3 weeks now.
Okay, just a moment. You have gone ahead with a new account with me, right?
Yes. And the modem 0430808479.
Let me open the account. One moment. Yeah, let me check. Okay, for this also, we have already submitted the request, the porting request, okay?
Yeah.
And we have seen here that the cutover date has not been came. So the provision is already done, and the cutover date is going to be, the requested date is 25th of this month, okay? So as soon as we get the update by the network, your accounts manager is going to send you the modem, and he's going to get you connected with the NBN with us, okay?
Okay, but the modem, please make sure modem has 4G backup as well, in case line cover, it should have SIM or something, you know what I mean?
See,
no, sir, unfortunately, I'm sorry to cut you. Shakil, this is Abhishek.
Yeah?
Our modem doesn't have a 4G backup service. If you want a backup, you need to get it separately. Yeah, separately,
but
you can get dongles and keep at the shop. Our modem does not have a 4G or a 5G backup separately. It has got dual channels, like two networks. It has got 2.4G network and 5G
but
network.
But all my other shop, I use Optus or Telstra. Their modem comes with SIM.
Yes, I know. Optus, Telstra modem comes along with that. But unfortunately, our modems are still not coming with 4G or 5G backup.
Okay, so I have to buy a new modem, you're saying?
No. Right now it will work. See, our service is excellent. Normally the service does not go down. Okay. In case if it goes down, then you can keep a backup service for yourself. In case, if
like
you require.
How are we going to get a backup service? What's the procedure?
Like you can get a Optus or Telstra, dongle and keep it up. Keep at the shop.
So, okay. So you mean I need to get another modem, another line. So,
not modem. Dongles are available separately.
Dongles are available separately. I have to pay a monthly fee for this, isn't it?
No.
No?
Sir, our service normally doesn't go down. So why will you require a dongle? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Can
I explain this?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Right. Now, see, generally what happens, people do have trouble in the internet, and that's why a lot of companies overcharge, and they give that kind of service since we don't have it. So
sorry to cut you off. Put it this way, I have the internet down. My phone would be down as well, isn't it?
See, generally, it won't be happening like that because the service that we are giving you the better internet speed with us. So up to 25.
But is my internet linked with the phone, isn't it?
Sorry?
My internet is linked with the phone. Like if internet goes off, my phone will go off as well.
Can you hang on? Just a moment. Let me have a check. Just a moment.
Okay. And I was waiting for the modem for a long time. If you check when was the I did change over. No. Yes.
Right. Now, see, basically, yes, of course, it is linked with the internet, but don't you worry about the internet because you are already using the internet with us for the other shops. So generally, that issue will not happen. That scenario will not come. But then again, if there is any such issue, you let us know in the priority basis. We are going to look into the matter and we are going to resolve the issue. That thing only happens on customers' mind when they get a bad service or when they go ahead and get worse service.
But
this one, it's going to be a better service from our end. So just let us go ahead and do the complete setup. Once the complete setup is done, then there will be no issue for sure. Okay?
But it's been more than a month now. You know what I mean? Nothing was done. You know, and my shop is going to be up for the open. All need to be checked out, you know, if everything's okay or not.
I understand. Now, see, initially we have given you 10 days of cooling off period, and the 10-day cooling off period got expired. We have created the account. We have already provisioned the services from our end, and we have got the requested time, which is on 25th of this month. So by 25th of this month, the service will come in live to us, and your accounts manager is going to call you back and is going to help you out to do the setup. If that is needed, he'll be sending you the modem in advance, or maybe sending you the modem accordingly. Okay, so don't
because
worry
I need
about
to
that.
check everything is working or not. You know what I mean? If I have the modem, I can at least check everything is working or not.
Of course, don't you worry. Once your accounts manager get the update from the upstream network, he'll be in touch with you. He'll be letting you know when exactly it's going to be coming over and when exactly the setup day will be fixed, okay? So don't worry about that. He'll be letting you know in advance, all right?
Okay.
No issues. Have a great day and enjoy the services, Shakil. Just wait a little while, okay?
Okay. Please send me today or tomorrow, very quick, something, okay?
We have done our best. We have already gotten the request, and it will be there soon, okay?
Okay. Okay, and that's your number to call, eh? That's your number to call.
Yes, this is, you can even write down my number if you want.
Yeah, that's better. Can I have your number? Yeah, please.
Sure. Abhishek, do you have my number? Oh, God, what's my number? Let me just call you back from my number. You can disconnect the call. I'm going to call you back from my number and you save my number.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Expect a call. Yes, thank you.
Okay.